You're listening to JFDI with the two Lauras, and in this episode, we are going to reveal the reasons behind our decision to close down our very popular Facebook ads course.
Their names are the same, good friends they became. Together they put their brains, and magic happened. I'm talking about the two Lauras. They'll be your biggest supporters. What they're selling, you'll need more of. I'm talking about the two Lauras. I'm talking about the two Lauras.
So in today's episode, we thought we would answer a question that was asked by one of our Inner Hub members. By the way, if you're not familiar with the Inner Hub, that is our membership for freelance social media marketers. You'll find all the information about that at thetwolauras.com/inner-hub. So Jenny asked us, why did you decide you wouldn't open Ads Manager Academy ever again? And what are your thoughts on the future of Facebook ads?
So I think it's worth saying that when we started this course a couple of years ago, there were lots of things we said, if we were going to do this course, it has to be this and it has to be that. And it basically had to be the best it could possibly be. And to make it the best it could possibly be, we had to constantly update it. And that was what we kind of said. We're not going to do this unless we ensure that it's up to date.
Because Facebook changes more than, like, I can't think of a good analogy, but it changes a lot.
Good one. Nice. So, yeah, it changes a lot. And we've been in Facebook ads memberships. We've been in courses where the content is so out of date. They charge a premium amount. They never update the course content. It was always out of date. It was therefore incorrect. It was therefore really confusing. And if you didn't know Facebook ads, like Laura and I did when we've done courses, you can see where it just sends people off on the wrong course. So every time we've done a course, we've updated it during that cohort if things have changed. And fortunately for us, they always seem to have big changes when we're doing a live course. But also in the run-up, like literally the kind of the week or two before a course starts, we kind of dedicate all that time. We don't do it sooner than that because knowing us, we change it, update it, and then there'll be another change. So right at the last minute, we update as much of the course content is needed, and that takes a lot of time.
Yeah, because it's not just about Facebook Ads Manager has changed how it looks or something like that, or there's a new button to press, although that is a lot of it, and obviously there are lots of videos to be recorded with that. But every time Facebook makes a change, you then have to change some of your strategy. And so that then comes down to like how we teach the course and things that people need to take into consideration. So it's not just something we can outsource and say, could you go and record us this quick video? That there's a lot of work that goes into that, isn't there?
Yeah. And it's not a case of us just going, oh, well, you know, we'll just shove it evergreen if that's the case, where people can sell it all the time and we don't do it as a live cohort that we have always done. Because that would mean that we're still having to update it, if not more, because obviously peak could be bought all year round. So it was either run it as it is or don't run it at all, based on how Laura and I want to move forward with our business. It's as simple as that, really. And there's so much Laura and I want to do. There's so much which we have got planned. Like, you should see our Trello boards. We've got so much we want to create, achieve, content we want to do, training we want to do, and we just can't find the time. There's only obviously so much we can do. We are still big believers in Facebook ads. I think that was part of the question, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
I still have my Facebook ads clients, as does Laura, and so I bloody well hope it's not going anywhere.
Because we use Facebook ads in our own business too, so let's not go back anywhere.
No. We definitely still believe in it. We still think it works. We've still got our clients. We still use Facebook ads. And we still want people to come, you know, Facebook ads managers. It's a great way to take your business as a social media manager. But this just comes down to purely what is the right direction for us as a business. And don't get me wrong, it was not an easy decision to make.
We did deliberate, didn't we? Like, should we even launch again with that course? Yeah. And we weren't going to, but so many people kept asking for us to do it and to open the doors because they wanted to learn it from us because they'd heard how good the course was. So we did have to spend that time and make sure that the course obviously was up to date and what have you before we did launch it for that one final time.
Yeah. And it's a hard decision because it was a great course. And is it, from a business perspective, it was a great course. Financially, it was a good income strategy for us. But when you start to look at the time involved, you just question how worthwhile it is, given how much else we want to do with our time.
Yeah, it doesn't come down at all to whether or not being a Facebook ads manager is a good decision and for a social media manager, because it 100% is. There's money to be made out there as a Facebook ads manager. There's a big gap for good Facebook ads managers, isn't there? There's, you know, people are finding it hard to hire for full-time Facebook ads managers, let alone find good freelancers. So there's definitely opportunity for people out there to go and find clients with Facebook ads. And Facebook ads are changing all the time. So as long as you stay on top of your game, there's always going to be that opportunity out there. It's just that we are no longer going to be the ones who are going to be teaching that.
No. But having said that, we're more than happy to help people when they have questions. We still have, within the Inner Hub, we still have our monthly paid huddle where we all get together to talk about what's happening within ads and what's happening with our clients' ads, our own ads. And just generally getting a sense for what's working and not working. And we are totally happy to be involved in those conversations. And, you know, you can learn from us as much as we can all learn from one another, because, you know, we're all learning because everything's always changing.
And I think on that note, it's important not just to learn from us about Facebook ads, but to learn from what we've done in our business. Like, the Facebook ads course was a big chunk of our income.
Yeah.
But it wasn't filling us with light anymore within the whole having to keep updating it. There was other things that we wanted to do because we would find them more enjoyable to do because we know people need them maybe. And so to take that brave decision to stop doing that and to do something else that we want to do more, I think is a good thing to learn from. If there's something out there that you want to do, and it's just money that's holding you back, that isn't a good reason to carry on doing something.
No. And I think it's worth saying as well, in terms of when we did that course, I probably had 5 or 6 different ads clients of multiple different sizes and spend, e-com, lead generation. You did too, Laura, as well. So we had a wealth of live clients that we could ensure that we were keeping on top of everything. So that course was top, top, top as it could be. But the more that the two Lauras and the Hub has grown, the more we've scaled back on our clients. And neither of us have got the same amount of clients.
Or the same sort of diversity in them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we don't have that depth of live clients. And that's really important to us. It's really important that everything we teach, we've not just read it somewhere and gone, oh, sod it, we'll pop that in a course. We need to implement it. We need to test it ourselves. We need to understand it through and through. And we were able to do that much more easily 2 years ago when we had a larger client base, and as Laura says, much more diverse client base than we do now. And I think we've just got to stay true to who we are and what we believe in. And unfortunately, there are a lot of crap courses out there, crap advice out there, and we don't want to ever fall into that category. We always want to make sure that everything that we produce is as good as it can be and is up to date as it can be. And we felt that we can't maintain that high level on everything that we do, so something had to give.
Yeah, definitely. No. It's a bit gutsy, that's another layer for us.
Yeah, it is sad. It's a good course. I liked it. Yeah. I like delivering it. Maybe we'll change our mind.
Yeah, now we've just done this podcast, maybe we have.
No, we haven't.
No, updating that course the last time we've just done it, like in the last few weeks, was just like, it's a time suck and it's draining and it's stressful and I don't want to do that again.
No.
We're not going to do it again.
No, we're not, because we've got so many other exciting things to do.
Yeah. will be discussed in another podcast episode coming soon.
So there we go. So that answered the question.
Yes. So thank you very much, Jenny, for that question. By the way, if you're listening and you're thinking that you have got a question that you'd love us to answer, or, you know, a topic that you'd like us to discuss, then head to the show notes. We're going to put a link in there and you can come and ask us anything. And hopefully we can then cover it in a future episode. We would also love to know if you're enjoying the show. So please go and leave us a review. You can do that wherever you're listening to the podcast, and let us know what you think of the show so far. And we will see you in a future episode.